During the Thanksgiving holiday, Operation Hang Up will crack down on those who use electronic devices while driving. This is part of an ongoing effort New York State has been enforcing since the law was passed. According to the Department of Motor Vehicles, more texting tickets were issued in 7 months than the entire last year. Oswego County Sheriff Ruel Todd says the law makes it easier to pull people over to give tickets for texting.
You stopped them because there was a taillight out and you saw that they were texting. They changed the law so that now it becomes a first violation and you can write them for just texting or talking on the cell phone.
Todd says it's funny how easy it is to catch people texting while driving, but that's the only funny part. He says it's common to drift off the road while texting. It also affects reaction time, making it difficult to stop the car in time if someone or something runs into the road. Typical reaction time is 1 to 2 seconds, but texting while driving doubles it. Diana Dibble with AAA says that accidents due to cell phone use aren't accidents at all. They call them crashes because they are 100% avoidable.
When a driver's eyes are off the road for more than 2 seconds for any reason, whether it's texting, using a cell phone, the odds of a crash occurring are nearly double.
In Syracuse, texting decreased due to an increase in education and enforcement over the past year, says a study released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From April 2010 to April 2011, Syracuse ran a program called Phone in One Hand, Ticket in the Other. This program was designed to let drivers know that police were stepping up enforcement on local cell phone laws and to urge drivers to obey the laws on texting and cell phone use. Syracuse Police Department Sergeant Gary Belinsky says he thinks this program did work. He believes when drivers see strong enforcement and get tickets for texting, they will comply with the law.
And when you get strong enforcement such as that, and people might get stopped, and end up getting a ticket the first time around, it tends to change the behavior, and then we get voluntary compliance. That's really what we're hoping to accomplish.
Like Sheriff Todd, Belinsky has no problem catching texting offenders. Officers either see the phone in plain sight, or they notice drivers swerving or driving extremely slowly.
It's not difficult at all. I think you can sit at any intersection, sit on the side of the road, and it's commonplace to watch people drive by with a cell phone in their hand and either have it up to their ear or be texting on it. They're looking at the cell phone to text, but they're not looking where they should be driving, and that's a result of crashes occurring.
GEICO Regional Vice President Joe Thomas understands that texting is an enormous part of people's lives. He has seen many cases where crashes were due to texting while driving. Thomas says when people text and drive, the chances of crashing significantly increase.
Obviously, when you're texting, you take your eyes off the road. You're concentrating really on what message you're sending. You're not concentrating on a lot of things around you.
Thomas says that texting campaigns have gone out to the younger demographic, and the message seems to be coming across for them. Surprisingly, he says there's another age group that is a big offender of texting while driving, the middle-aged. Thomas emphasizes that the message to end texting while driving needs a broader range, so people of all ages listen and obey. Many emphasize that if a driver absolutely needs to send a text or make a call, the safe and legal thing to do is to pull off the road. As they say, all it takes is one text to end a life. For WRVO News, I'm Kate Rafty.